الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وسلم عليه السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. By the grace and fadl of Allah Azza wa Jal, we are illuminating ourselves from the blessings and lights of His zikr, and also from the teachings of the mashayikh and people who have pleased Allah Azza wa Jal, jinhone Allah ko razi kar liya marne se pehle. And these are the righteous people which Allah Jalla Majduhu has praised in the Quran again and again and again. And they are the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala who are bestowed with special friendship and proximity and closeness. Allah Azza wa Jal loves them and they love Allah. But to desire and to will and to intend closeness to Allah, one thing you should know, that Allah Jalla Majduhu has unlimited and infinite number of qualities and sifat. Unme se al-mutakabbir, the great, Allah ki sifat hai. Greatness is the quality of Allah Jalla Majduhu. While the opposite, ajzi, humbleness, humility, is not the quality of Allah Jalla Majduhu. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala does not possess that, because this is the quality of the righteous and servants, humility and humbleness. So the people who want to achieve closeness and attain nearness of Allah, if they desire greatness on this earth, they want to boast and become big and in their existence, and they intend grandeur and greatness over people, well, they should know that Allah is the great of all. Allahu Akbar we say so many times in the day, in the prayer, every posture is Allahu Akbar, that Allah is the greatest. So He does not desire that you to be acquired that quality, because that quality only suits Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And whoever, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala wa Azza wa Jal said that this is like my clothing, meaning that this is only my quality, greatness. And barai or kibar, ye sif meri sifat. And a person who tries to be a partner and tries to associate himself with these things is like claiming the qualities of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jal says that I will destine him, throw him in the fire of hell. And this is not difficult. تو اللہ پاک کے پاس لائک مینی مشائخ وی ہیو ہرڈ اٹس اے وے آف سیئنگ دے ہیو سیڈ یو آلسو مسٹ ہیو ہرڈ دیٹ وین رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم واز ٹیکن ٹو معراج وچ از معراج اینڈ اسینشن معراج کہتے ہیں عروج زینب یہ لفظ نکلا اینڈ عروج مینز ایکچولی سم تھنگ ریزنگ ہائی ابونیس معراج رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم معراج اسراء والمعراج دا نائٹ جرنی معراج مینز اسینشن ہائینس ہو اٹینڈ ہائینس ویئر از دا معراج فرام بیت اللہ فرام دی ہاؤس آف اللہ ٹو بیت المقدس ہو ور اسینڈنٹ ہو ور اسٹیٹس واز ریزڈ وین رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وزٹڈ بیت المقدس سو واز دیٹ معراج فار بیت المقدس مقدس اور بیت المقدس اور واز اٹ معراج فار رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم واز اٹ اسینشن فار رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اور اسینشن فار بیت المقدس اینڈ دا لینڈ آف بیت المقدس رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اسٹیٹس وی ڈز ناٹ ریز بیکاز ہی وینٹ ٹو بیت المقدس کیوں دین بیت المقدس اینڈ دا کعبہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم از مور آنریبل ان دا سائٹ آف اللہ سو وہ بیت المقدس کی معراج تھی اینڈ اف جبرائیل علیہ السلام کیم ٹو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تو وہ جبرائیل کی معراج تھی اٹ واز اے معراج آف جبرائیل دیٹ ہی ول گیٹ سچ کلوزنس ٹو اللہ being with رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم which he cannot attain while he lives at his own house or own place سدرت المنتہا which is higher than even seven heavens تو وہاں بھی there even جبرائیل حضرت جبرائیل علیہ السلام cannot get that closeness to Allah that proximity to with Allah because Allah جل مجدہ is free from place He is not bound by any place and he does not sit on any place. He is free from space and time. So Jibreel alayhi salam came, Bayt al-Muqaddas, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken to Jerusalem. It was the miraj of Jerusalem. It was the ascension of Jerusalem. Not the ascension of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And similarly, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken, by Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam and the Buraq to first heaven and second heaven and that was again the miraj of the first heaven that it was blessed with the blessed feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke wo asman bhi jo hai wo khwahish karta tha ke main bhi that I should also see the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the angels living on the first heaven یہ ان کی معراج تھی دے بیکیم اینڈ دے اٹینڈ دا شرف آف کمپانینشپ اینڈ کمپانینشپ اینڈ کمپنی آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بفور دیٹ دے ور ڈیپرائیوڈ دے ور ناٹ دے ہیڈ ناٹ اٹینڈ دیٹ کلوزنس بیکاز لائک یو اینڈ می سٹنگ ہیئر وی ڈو ناٹ ہیو دا سیم کلوزنس ایز دی کمپانینز آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وہ دا پرسن ہوا سین پروفٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جو اس کو قرب حاصل ہوا ہے وہ ہمیں نہیں حاصل ہو سکتا اسی طرح کے جو فرشتے جب تک کہ رسول اللہ وسلم انٹل پروفٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہیڈ ناٹ وزٹڈ دا فرسٹ ہیون دے ور ناٹ دی کمپانین شپ اور بیسٹور ود دا کمپانین شپ اور دس بلیسنگ آف سینگ رسول اللہ تو ان کو جب رسول اللہ علیہ وسلم کی زیارت ہوئی وین دے ور ایبل ٹو سی پروفٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ان دا فرسٹ ہیون اٹ واز دیئر معراج ان کو معراج نصیب ہوئی ہے اٹ واز دیئر اسینشن دیٹ دے ور اینڈ اٹ واز دی اسینشن اور دا معراج آف دا فرسٹ ہیون کیونکہ آسمان بھی بولتا ہے دی آسمان دا ہیون اسپیک اینڈ دے کمیونیکیٹ سملرلی ادر تھنگس ڈو ایز ویل اور وی ڈو ناٹ انڈرسٹینڈ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی مینشن اباؤٹ rebellious people like Pharaoh and his company and people who were within his company. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَمَا بَقَتْ عَلِهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضِ That when they died, when they were destroyed, nor the heavens wept, and nor the earth, neither the earth actually wept. فَمَا بَقَاتَ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضِ أَسْمَانَ نَهِ رُوَيَا. The heaven, Asman, the first heaven, it did not weep because these rebellious people died. Nor the earth wept. This means that when righteous people, when good people, when pious people, when friends of Allah and true ummati of Rasulullah in word and deed, when they die, the heavens and the earth both weep with their separation. Why? The heavens say, the day and night, good deeds used to ascend. Achhi amal charthe thi asman pe, aur asman bhi khush hota tha, asman bhi dekhta tha. The heavens used to witness the good deeds ascending actually through with angels through actually. And the heavens also got closeness of Allah subhanahu through actually looking at the good, the zikr and the marifat. And the heaven befriends the wali of Allah. Zameen aur asman Allah ke wali ke dost ban jate hain. And then the earth, the part of the earth on which he used to worship, on which he used to prostrate, on which he used to remember Allah, on which he used to do istighfar, and the zikr of Allah, that part of the earth, or the earth, where he used to walk on the streets, the mountains around him, the trees around him, the environment around him, they weep and they are saddened by his, because now the good deeds which they used to see, and the zikr they used, and the blessings which became upon them due to the zikr of the wali of Allah and the zikr of the righteous, now it is the heavens be. So it is in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when these rebellious or nafarman or ye badbakht log fot ho gaye, Firaun aur iski qaum, fama baqat alayhim as-samaa wal ard, na asman roya na zameen roya. Nek logon ke liye wo roti, ki ye har cheez witness kare. So Rasulullah sallam went to first heaven and the angels of first heaven were blessed with the ziyarat of Rasulullah sallam. So aap bachayein ki first heaven ke angel jo hain, farishte, unka Rasulullah sallam ki ziyarat karna, ye unke miraj hai ya Rasulullah sallam ki miraj hai? Is it the ascension or the raising of status of Rasulullah sallam by visiting an angel, or is it the raising of the status of the angels who saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who sahabi ban gaye? Is tarah second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh heaven, and then Sidratul Muntaha, which is come in the Quran, the place destined to Jibrail alayhi salam, and the place above which no angel can go beyond it, not even one breath, hair breath, they cannot go forward. There is such jalal and the lights and the noor and of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there, no one can tolerate from angels. Although they are light, but they cannot tolerate the light of the majesty, the light of the glory, the light of the sifat, alme jabarut or alme hahut, sidratul muntaha, uske upar. Uske upar ki makhluk niche nahi aati, and niche ki makhluk upar nahi jaati. Wo maqam hai, this is the center, the limit. So Rasulullah went there and Siddhartha Muntaha. Now Hazrat Jibrail said, I cannot go forward now. I cannot come to you. Then Rasulullah went to Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal. So when Prophet's blessed feet touched the plane of Arsh, the throne of Allah, the Mashayikh said, this was also the ascension and miraj of the Arsh, not of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the Arsh was now blessed with the blessings and with the ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And no wonder that the Arsh actually is not more honorable than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best of creation. Wo afdal al-mawjudat and sayyidul mawjudat, sayyidul wujud, and from the entire creation they are, no matter the Kaaba, Arsh, or any mosque, or any place, Rasulullah ﷺ is more honorable. The wo Arsh ki miraj thi. And then Rasulullah ﷺ miraj began after, when all the creation entered. Wo sab creation ke miraj thi, that was all the miraj of the creation.
and then actually Rasulullah and Miraj. Allah Zabajal even did not mention in the Quran, said that between me and my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fa auha ila abdihi ma auha, we conversed with each other, but he's a secret which I do not want to tell you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whatever we did, we talked about, we talked about. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reveal the entire. So I'm saying to you that Rasulullah went at the highest level of Mi'raj, and Allah Azza wa Jal asked Rasulullah that when a friend comes to visit a friend, he brings a gift. And what is the gift you have brought? And Rasulullah said that I have brought something, O Allah, which does not suit you, nor it is in the treasures, your treasure, it does not suit you. Such a gift which you do not have, it does not suit your majesty. And Allah Azza wa Jal, knowing all, knowing, but He would like to hear from the blessed tongue of Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah said, "Attahiyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibatu." These were verses which you read in At-Tahiyyat and recite in At-Tahiyyat, which means humility and all worship and humility, humbleness. Rasulullah, I have brought a gift of ajizi, the gift of humbleness and humility. Oh Allah, you are free from it. You do not have, you do not possess this thing. It only suits me, the servant. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became more pleased, and He mentioned Rasulullah sallam in the Quran in this, in relation to this Mi'raj and Isra, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi, glory be to Him who took His abd, servant, abd. So abd jo hai, humbleness, is at the climax, is the maqam of Rasulullah sallam. It is not actually a normal maqam. So Allah ka qurb agar main bhi aur aap bhi chahte hain, like we are discussing the teaching of Imam Abdul Wahhab Shahrani, that we desire closeness to Allah, then shun the desire of greatness in the creation and amongst you, in you and yourself and over other creation. Shun everything which is to do with greatness and become humble. And then, inshallah, between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nothing. Until you have this desire, there will be thousands of things. People fight with each other, people quarrel with each other, they do ghibat of each other, they are jealous, they are hasad, they do other evil things to other relations, because actually they want to be more great. They want to claim the greatness over them. And now these all things becomes an obstacle to the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بس یہ سب چیزیں رکاوٹ بن جاتی ہیں. That's why Imam Abdul Wahhab Shahrani Rahmahullah firstly mentioned that you should never consider yourself actually better than other Muslims. No matter how sinful they are, you do not know. You do not have dealing with them. You are dealing with Allah Azza wa Jal and disregard them as such that you do not boast over them. So this is the first thing which one requires. Until this is inquirer or person feels that he is great, or he feels that he should have more glory or boast over, he's arrogant, and then he cannot get closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is against, because Allah Azza wa Jalla has these qualities already, He does not want thee. He desires, you see, something which you do not have, you like that. Which you, some first people who have great things, but something which they don't possess, they desire. If a person, let's say, have everything, but their one thing is missing, and they desire, some people have wealth, and they desire sons and daughters, some people have sons and daughters, and they desire wealth. Something which you feel what you want what you don't, and you value it what you don't have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to His zaat and sifat, ajzi, inkasari, humbleness, humility does not suit. And it is not in the treasures. To His zaat, wa sifat. So this servant can have this. Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Kabir Rifai, rahmahullah, who was the contemporary I've also mentioned to you before, Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Ali, جو غوث پاک کے ہم اثر تھے بزرگ, وہ فرماتے ہیں اپنی کتاب, ان کی کتاب ہے البنیان المشیت, it's a book of their sayings, their sayings have been collected. So you see, the problem with us today is that we hear the names of companions, the name of mashayikh, and why we are led astray sometimes, and sometimes we do not get closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal, is that we don't read the teachings of these mashayikh, that what they, who they were, what they used to say, and how they used to live, and what were their mindset, and little insight into their mind. So maybe people have heard about Sayyid Ahmad Kabir Rafai, he was contemporary of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, and Rasulullah Sallam took out his hand actually to because he wanted to kiss the hand of Rasulullah Sallam and his grave, and he went there. But his books are here. So in his books and his saying, Al Bunyanul Mashayyid, and he was such a person that at the age of 28, he had a great center of Tarbiyah in Baghdad, where there were so many mashayikh living, and he was also there, and he was one of the unique people. How? He says that to his Muslim brothers and disciples and seekers, he said, O students and O seekers of the proximity and closeness and nearness of Allah Azza wa Jal, look, O people, look, I tried all my life from all direction to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get close to Allah Azza wa Jal. I came and I practiced a lot of ibadat, zikr bhi maine bahut kiya, but still there were obstacles, still there were obstacles. Then I thought I should now use the convince or the car of the other mujahidat, and I also employed them. Chille kaate hain, maine zikr kiya hai, roze rakhe hain, namaze padhi hain, bahut har cheez maine kiya, but there were so many people in my company, still many people were also desiring closeness of Allah through this. And when I, so to whichever door I came through, zikr, through fasting, through jihad, there were so many people and there were so many obstacles that I could not get entrance to the closeness of the palace of Allah, the qurb of Allah. He said, then I looked at one door where no one was standing, and the door was, there is no obstacle. There is no obstacle whatsoever, and the door is empty, only one or two persons standing, and I easily went in to closeness of Allah. And the disciple asked, what was that, our master? He said, O seekers of the truth, that door was the door of humbleness and humility and ajizi. Look, obstacles are where you also, the clash appears where you want, they all want something. Ab khadam banne ke kaun lagde? If I want to be your servant, I want to serve you, why would you actually quarrel with me? I say I want to do khidmat. And all quarrels and disagreements, when one says, I want to be, I have one responsibility or office, or I want to become Amir, or I want to become this, or and I want to become this, my words would actually, I should be the big person. All the disagreements and quarrels actually are there. So Hazrat ne farmaya ke all other doors, they were, although people had a lot of ibadat and zikrs, and but when they dealt with people with arrogance, would not say salam to them, always expecting people should say salam to them. Now these people are not going to get closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal, because outside they are showing, you see, it is the quality of Allah Azza wa Jal, the servant should submit to Him only in ibadat, in worship, not to people. And so Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Kabir Rafai Rahmatullah said, whoever wants the closeness of Allah, the fastest way is actually to become humble and ajzi and inkisari, khidmat karne. So main aapka khadim ban jaun, koi jhagda nahi, If you go to any mosque, you say, I want to serve, I will clean the mosque. I don't want any presidency or secretary or anything.
Yes, no. Aapke sir kaun jhagdega? Who will quarrel with you?
If someone says, you will say, I ask forgiveness, main maafi chahta hu, aap mujhse bade hain. But in the heart and also one. But yes, that will be your addiction with creation, but in the heart and in the soul and in the spiritual world, you are going to get the closeness of Allah Azza wa Jal. Wo aap hi ko Allah ka qurb milega, dusron ko nahi milega, jo aapko apne aap ko bade samajhte. They will be deprived. Firaun ne bada banne ki koshish ki. Firaun se, I am great. Ab kahan hai wo? Where is he? People remember him while cursing him. No one would like to keep the name of their son, the name of Pharaoh. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, who lived in humbleness, aapme ajzi, inkisari, itni thi. And he was a manifestation of humbleness, and like all prophets and messengers are. So Sayyid Ahmad Kabir Rafai Rahmatullah, if you hear the name of these people, also know these people, that what qualities they possess. They never sat down anywhere, we want to be president, we want to be secretary, we want to be treasurer, so we want to be. They left everything. And if anyone gave them responsibility, they felt so uncomfortable. But only with the teaching or the order of their mashayikh, if they acquired any office, it was the order of their mashayikh or ilham. Otherwise, they would not. They would. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, in his time, half of the world was ruled under the caliph of Bani Abbas. Half of the world. And the Khalifa offered him to be a judge for the entire half of the world. Qadi al-Qaza, the supreme judge of all the world. Imam Hanifa declined. He said, I cannot. I think I cannot actually fulfill the rights and obligations which are this responsibility. He said, I will punish you. He said, I will bear the punishment of this world, but I cannot bear the punishment of the next world. So in this sin, the crime, what is this crime? This is that he is saying, I don't want. The Khalifa became arrogant and he said, why Imam Abu Hanifa is not listening to me? And Nauzubillah, that he was, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah was then put in prison. He was in prison and he died in prison. But he did not accept the oath. Now, dekhe, humare mashayikh, our elders and our people who we should be followed in fiqh, we follow him. The prayer we read on his tariqah and the hajj we see on his tariqah. And the entire the Muslim 24 hour life, the fiqh al-Hanfi, Imam Abu Hanifa se nisbat rakhti hai. Or is tarah dusre mashayikh bhi hai, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, they are all truthful. But these people, they said, we are bereft of, we do not want actually of them. Although some accepted, it is not sin, but it is according to their own status what they said. So, farmaya ke aajzi ka darwaza, inkisari ka darwaza, ye khali hai. Jab bhi aoge, badi asani se chale jaoge Allah ke paas. Kisi se jagda nahi hoga, kisi se kuch nahi hoga, and there will be no quarrel, no disagreement. And you will, inshallah, gradually, very quickly, inshallah, attain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While the other people who have certain so many entangled like a string, so many that they would have to actually rectify them before they come. So it is a long way. This is the easiest way. But khadim banjo, abd banjo, bande banjo. Hazrat Bahauddin Zakariya Multani Suhrawardi Rahmahullah, who was one of these mishaykh actually of our ancestors in India, in Pakistan, they benefited from him, they were their disciples. So he was a great wali, Hazrat Bahauddin Zakariya Multani Suhrawardi, and he was the director, Khalifa of Hazrat Sheikh Shahabuddin Suhrawardi, who was Mazar and whose shrine and grave is in Baghdad Sharif, and who is also benefited from Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayh, but he has his own silsila, Suhrawardiya. So he is the founder of Suhrawardiya. So, so once Hazrat Bahauddin Zakariya, who was the Khalifa of Hazrat Shah Abuddin Sohrawardi, he was living in Multan in Pakistan. Where is Pakistan? Great Awliya Allah has been living there. It has been named the city of Awliya Allah. So, ye bhi wahi rehte the, why the? Their sheikhs had sent them from Baghdad to there. So they went far away in India. Some people, some mashayikh, they went to like Bangladesh, some Indonesia, etc., etc., etc. So he was there once, and in his khanqah, some people came to ask certain wealth, hume kuch paise de dein. Some wealth, we want some money, hume kuch de. Hazrat ne farmaya bhi aap mere paas nahi hai is waqt jo hai, to bhai mere paas hai nahi dene ke liye, ab nahi hai, to phir aana kabhi, come again. They became arrogant and they began to say such words which were out of the you can say ambit of respect, and they began to dishonor and say futile and trivial remarks to other Shaykh Bahauddin Zakariya. Unhone apne mareedon ko farmaya ki darwaza band kar do, khanqah ka darwaza band kar do, ye galiyan de rahe hain, they are swearing, so we are not going to see anything. Khanqah ka darwaza band kar do. There was a big door, khanqah ka darwaza band ho gaya, and they began to stone on the doors. Phir unne patthar maarna shuru kar diye, and when they began to stone on the door, for a while he thought that Bahauddin Zakariya, and then he said to his disciple, or his the seeker of the seeker in the khanqah, he said, open the door, the wada khol do, main yahan khud nahi baitha, I have not sat myself here, mujhe Hazrat Sheikh Shahabuddin Sohrawardi has actually made me sit here. I had never desired this office or this actually become a sheikh or anything with my own desire. I never wanted. Main kisi waise khud nahi baitha, na kisi aur ne bataya, no anyone else. Mujhe Sheikh Shahabuddin Sohrawardi to dekha na tha, me mujhe yahi baitha, khol do darwaza. And then the door was opened, and then their situation changed, and they felt regret, and they asked forgiveness from Hazrat Shah. So, these things actually make them great. You see, this is not great. Yeah, you swear at some, if someone swears at you, you swear at them back. Anyone can do that. Is that hard? Or to do it, if someone swears once, you swear 10 times. Is that hard? Anyone can do that. Kisi kafir se bhi aap, as you can expect. Sinners, kuffar, in all cultures, anyone can do. If anyone do something bad, to hate back, actually, anyone can do. Donkey bhi karte hai, dogs bhi karte hai, one barks, the other barks. Sare janwar bhi karte hai, insaan. To afzal pe kya hai? What makes the uniqueness? If you are asked after the closeness of Allah, is actually to have an opposite reaction. To have opposite reaction. To wo tab aayega, it cannot come until you think you are better than others. It can only come when jab aap mein aaj jeen ka saare the other Muslims, alhamdulillah, they are better. Although they are, no matter they are in sinful state, still you should see that they are better, and we have discussed that in detail. Wo afzal hai, phir bhi aap apne andar ke aib dekhen, baad dafa ek aib ki wajah se sari ibadat khatam ho jati hai. Look at shaitan. Kitna wo ibadat kar guzar. How good worship he, or you may say the worship he see excessively, day and night, and went to the heavens. But one ab, one defect in him, deprived him of completely become cursed forever. Usme kya tha? Greatness. Wo bhi chahta tha, I should become greater than Adam and Islam. I am better than Adam. Ana khairun min. To isne shaitan ko ye niche liye hi cheez. Bade bade logon ko, great people have fallen down because of this kibar, and that I, the ego, never actually sat on an ego trip. From whichever direction you will, at the end there will be actually disaster. See, the mashayikh actually say, the awliya Allah and salihin say, I have heard myself from them, they say that the sin might look very attractive to you. Becoming a great or a president or sitting in some office or having an honor might look very attractive to you. That's why people long for, and they are begging for people for votes and things like this. Please vote me, please vote me. And now as also you see there's a competition between people here in the mosques, people do election. Ab khidmat karni ho to, is it necessary to become a president and then do khidmat? خدمت کرنی ہو تو بغیر کسی عہدے کے بھی بندہ خدمت کر سکتا ہے. اپر سے کہنا ہے دور خدمت اس کے لیے ضروری نہیں ہونا چاہیے. پیپل آر کمپیٹنگ لائک ریسنٹلی یو ہیو سین ان امریکہ دے آر کمپیٹنگ فار ٹو بیکم پریزیڈنٹ آف امریکہ. دیر از اوور کمپیٹیشن گوئنگ آن کہ میں بڑا ہوں. پریزیڈنٹ بش سے آئی ایم بگ گریٹر اینڈ دی ادر ون سے آئی ایم گریٹر اینڈ دین So they put themselves in difficulty, themselves. And then if they feel, we are depressed and this happened and happened. And now people say that when these two candidates come together, on one side there is one president, on the other side, they are both candidates. And when they question each other, and the public questions them, they feel uncomfortable. They say, firstly, the media used to play a very biased role. It didn't show the other person while one was asking questions or one was answering or asking questions or accusing, the other's face were not shown. Now recently they say they've done, I see that they've been showing both at the same time. And they could see the face and the structure, how it changes. So I would say that when these people from one opposite candidate human being is asking questions and the person feels uncomfortable and thinks maybe I have done mistakes. What will happen when me and you and them will stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment? When Rasulullah said that there will be not even translator between you and Allah. You need a translator or solicitor or wakil, nothing like that at all. Translator bhi koi tarjam bhi nahi hoga. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then everything will be gone. So, I was saying to you, the Mashaykh say that these things look attractive, that I want to be big, it's very good to be president and have this actually name written president or secretary of the mosque or actually I think people who desire these things, it is a sign that they will not get closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why you see in the mosque people, community centers, in politics as well, people are fighting, I want to control the mosque, I want. If they want to pray, do the khidmat of deen, alhamdulillah, they can do without actually going into that. And if they feel that because of them there is fitna, they should not participate there. They should sit in their home and they should go to another place because they do not desire office. So attractive it looks, sin similarly they look attractive. ابھی رات کو سونا لمبا صبح کی نماز تک سونا برابر شیطان سے اٹ از اے گریٹ انجوائمنٹ ٹو سلیپ انٹل سن رائز اس میں اٹریکٹیونیس ہے دیر از سم انجوائمنٹ دیر اینڈ پیپل ڈو سلیپ اینڈ دیر سملرلی دیر اٹریکشن ان دا ویلتھ دیر اٹریکشن ان ویمن فار دا اور ان دا اپوزٹ سیکس فار دا ویمن ان مین اٹس ناٹ دیر از نو اٹریکشن لیکن when Allah Azza wa Jal, who is the creator of all these people and all creation, when He says that this is bad for you, no matter how good it looks for you, you should understand there is no one more knowledgeable than Allah Azza wa Jal, it is bad for you. I do not need to go through scientific evidence, the alcohol is forbidden because it is intoxicating and it can do lung cancer. I'm not interested in that. Well, if someone is doing a research and as a non-Muslim, what's the harm, the effects they can do. But as a Muslim, it does not suit a Muslim. He says, why I should not drink alcohol? For him, the one reason, that the command of Allah is sufficient. He says, I have submitted. People even follow these magazines and like health magazines. And 1 year they say the milk is not good for you, and it's not good for you. And the second year, you know, the new research has come out, the milk is very good for you. So unlawful things, and people believe them blindly. Yes, there is the new research. Now what is new said, is it a revelation from Allah? It is opinion of some people. They can be wrong, they can be right. And every year I assess the change thing. Sometimes they say butter is good for you, next time they say it's bad for you. Once they will say this thing and that, and people do believe. So I say that if you believe non-Muslims regarding research, now what to say about the greatest of all, Allah Azza wa Jal, the creator and the knowledge of. When he says something is bad, lest that woman is looking very attractive to me, is very beautiful, but everything is right, what I see. But because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that don't look and do not have unlawfully, I am not going to. Ye have Allah. If not, then it is the Mishai give example. They say, for example, a person or a brother or your father says, the son, you want to go to London and M6 or M1 is good motorway, but you should not go there, you should go by another way. You say, no, it looks very clean and clear and strong, very plain, and I will get fast in 3. Said, no, you should not actually go on there, and it's not good for you. You should go on in another way. Mm-hmm. If you don't listen, you are seeing the motorway very, very clear. There's nothing wrong with it. But when you began to travel, and soon you know that after 50 miles, 80 miles, 100 miles, there was a ditch, and there you fall in the ditch at the end of the motorway and finish. Then there is no use saying, oh, that my father was right. It's not going to benefit you at all. Because the motorway looked, you should have listened before actually when he said. Similarly, the Mashayikh, the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, and Awliya Allah, and after all, more above them all, Allah Azza wa Jal says, look, this motorway of sin, which looks motorway, plain, very enjoyable, attractive, don't go on this, because then you will, the end of it is the ditch of hell, fire. So today I am enjoying, but as soon as I am dying, fire is hell, it's no use now. So now is the test, now is the time actually to stay alert. And so again I finish by saying that humbleness and humility, the door of closeness of Allah, this is the fastest and swiftest way to close. And it begins with your own change in the inside begins first. Change inside begins. Outwardly, inshallah, it will show its signs after. May Allah Azza wa Jalla actually enable me and you actually to act upon the teaching, and inshallah we carry on with some of the teaching on this topic. Any question you want to ask? And remember, when I say any question, this means that maybe some things you know, I do not, and I know you do not. So inshallah, if I know, I will let you know. And if I don't, I will say I don't. Inshallah, then I will further research or whatever, ask someone and ask you. But one should mention the question. कोई बात पूछनी है तो पूछ लें, फिर नमाज के लिए फिर हम ठीक है जी कैसे सॉरी It is very, very easy to know that we have been discussing the signs of humbleness, haven't we? So if you, inshallah, go over them, the signs of humbleness, then you will know the inside. Basically, someone said to Buzurg, was asked that, what do you think my value is in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, you can know by actually doing introspection, by knowing or by thinking that how much you value Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His commands. You value over all the creation and how much value and love of Allah. You have Allah Azza wa Jal will also value you more than that even. So this, there are signs for it. Humble. And inside when I say it means that that first a person sometimes outwardly is doing humbleness, but if inside it is not humbleness, inside he understands and he thinks that I am better than the other person, but I am just doing this out of humbleness, then obviously it will be wrong. So the change takes place inside first, and then actually it comes out as well with signs. Okay. So we have, I think, discussed little bit of 7-8 signs of humbleness. And by inside I also mean that a person, because this is a disease of inside, it's not from outside. The cause of the disease, the arrogance or kibar, jo hai ye andar ki bimari hai, bahir ki nahi hai, it's not from the outside. So its cure is also from inside, meaning that one should actually get rectified and with the consultation of scholars and ulama, and they will inshallah tell you, but this is you need to work more on it, or how you are doing. But the signs, inshallah, I do not want to again go through. We have mentioned various signs, and some of it, the signs is that if you quarrel and dispute with someone because you said something and someone not do or someone is not listening to you, and this is also a sign. If you expect other people, if you feel uncomfortable that someone has not respected you, that is also a sign. Because you felt you deserve respect, that's why you are actually feeling. So these are all signs, but they are attained gradually through great work. When a person has to do certain things, many mashayikh then set people different tasks. For some person, to put the slippers outside and the shoes of people, to correct them and to put them on one side, it will be good for them if they do with consultation with someone. And for some person, the same act can work the opposite way. Maybe he is doing and he is saying, they are actually putting shoes here and there and thinking, all people sitting in the khanqah, I am the better one, I am the humble one. And they are all arrogant people sitting there. So that will have quite opposite effect. So that's why there is experts are needed to. These are dangerous disease, like they are specialists for even physical bodily disease, that is nose specialist, throat specialist, the cancer specialist, that they assess and they tell what's going inside, what's going outside. Sometimes outwardly a person might feel healthy and inside he has disease. Many people do tests and they say, I have diabetes or I have cancer, and they just discover it. Because the experts have actually, they have presented their blood to experts. And if they don't, they will die with them or suffer more as they would now. Maybe there's a chance of prevention. Inshallah, if you listen to that Qaisar Bibi, we have mentioned sign, and then inshallah you will know. Because the signs are mentioned because it is a disease of inside, so outward only signs can actually give an indication that if a person has them, has that or not. But everyone can know, if you think for 1 minute, that do you really consider that all people sitting here and outside Muslims sitting, that you are the inferior and worst of them? And they are better than you in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal, or you according to your belief. And one can, if you really feel that, yes, that, alhamdulillah, then one should thank Allah Azza wa Jal and actually be stay steadfast on that. And that's how the mashayikh and righteous people, they all have been living on these lines. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then raised their status, gave them respect and honor, but they themselves never invited these things, but ran away from these. Let's say Ibn Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi, 45 years he was living unknown person in the jungle, somewhere, in a mosque somewhere in Iraq, unknown person, up to the age of 40. Only at the age of 45, 45 saal ki umar mein, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired to him, Rasulullah said to him, actually, and then he actually went to Baghdad and said, began his work. And he said, Wa'az. So they feared for themselves. But sometimes the mashayikh, when some people are confused that why they say things which are looked like they are now claiming and boasting, these are some that sometimes they actually mention and express the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Rasulullah said, Ana Sayyid Ulid Adam, that I am the most honorable and of the children of Adam, wala fakh, but I am not, I have no proudness over it, no arrogance over it. So this is, he mentioned a fact, and the same he also mentioned that I'm not saying this out of arrogance, but this is to actually express the blessing of Allah. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you some wealth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes to see that the effect of that wealth, that your clothes are good or actually you are using it, and he does not like stinginess and keeping it for everything else. Either you sacrifice another or actually spend on yourself. And amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that proclaim the blessings of Allah. So sometimes mashayikh actually do it from that respect. Ab salam karna simple hai, that if you see a brother, your desire should, the respect should actually emanate and flow from the heart. I have seen ye musliman nazar aa gaya, ab mujhe iska adab ehtram karna hai, iski baat sunni hai, listen to him. To izzat ehtram. Like, let's say that you have a teacher who taught you Quran. Aap Quran padhaya to wo aapke dhyan mein, yet you respect that person, and when you look at that person, you respect him. Similarly, other Muslims also should also be. If you really consider this, yourself better and more honorable in the sight of Allah. Now, how to deal with awkward, or you could say, people who have illful behavior with you. Now, that is a different topic completely, which we are going to cover maybe after this. Kabhi jo log aapse zulm kar rahe hain, aapse ziyati kar rahe hain, people are wronging you, people ziyati kar rahe hain, they are swearing at you, or they are behaving unjustly with you, or they are causing you lot of harm. How to deal with them? Unke saath kya, what should be your reaction? So that's a different topic which is covered in this as well. The, inshallah, usme jo hai wo, we will cover that as well. Aap dekhna, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the victory of Makkah, Fatah Makkah. Many people became Muslim only after Fatah Makkah. New Muslim people. Companions were also new Muslim in the sense that Rasulullah invited. But after victory of Makkah, many Qabail, and because they saw the glory of actually Prophet ﷺ and the Muslim army, they many became Muslim, new Muslim. Some they wanted, they just followed their leader, the leader of the Qabila or the tribe, and they became Muslim. And Rasulullah ﷺ was originally from Makkah al-Mukarramah, and he was born there. And when these people were new, a lot of booty from the war came, hundreds and thousands of sheep, and hundreds and thousands of dinars and dirhams and wealth and gold and silver. And Rasulullah ﷺ distributed most of it. Most of it, small portion he gave to the Muslims who were already Muslim. He distributed, he gave them extra to the new Muslims. وہ جو مسلمان نہیں ہوئے تھے اس رسم ان کو زیادہ دیا مکے والے جو مکے کے بلانگ اینڈ ٹو دا پیپل آف مدینہ دے ور ناٹ گیون فرام اٹ اینڈ پیپل ہو بیکیم نیولی مسلم جسٹ ناؤ اینڈ آل پیپل ہو ہیو سیکریفائز دے ور ناٹ گیون اینڈ دیز پیپل ور گیون ایکسٹرا ناؤ سم پیپل دا منافقین دا ہپوکریٹس آف مدینہ دے ور آلسو ود اینڈ دے سیڈ ٹو دا مسلم دا سنسیئر مسلم لوک Rasulullah is na'udzubillah discriminating because he is from Makkah, na'udzubillah, and he is favoring the Makkan people. look, you have all given all the sacrifice and he has not given you. When this actually word actually came to the ears of Rasulullah, and Prophet with great sadness, and he said that these people, that local people of Medina, yes, I have given wealth and goats and sheep to these people, as they are new Muslim, they are respected, they have just come out of the sins now, and they need to be more highly dealt with morally, to support them, to even to create such an environment that they stay steadfast on Islam, rather than actually that you, anyone behaves with them or they fall into any difficulty and then they become doubtful again, or someone brings them back. So Rasulullah said, "Oh people of Medina, I have heard this message, I have heard these people saying that I have given more things, more goats and sheep to the people of Makkah and surrounding tribes, and you have not. Do you not like that they all take goats and sheep and money with them when they go home, and you take Allah's messenger with you? Because I am not going to live here now. Because you have been faithful to me, I am not going to make my house in Makkah. Kya aapko ye pasand nahi ki aapke saath jo hai ye jo log hain jo abhi naye musalman, jinko bakriyan aur bhede aur chandi aur sona, ye chandi aur sona aur bakriyan aur bhede saath leke jaye aur aap Allah ke rasool ko saath leke jaye." And then actually this plan of Munafiqeen, and then the companion, the true companion, never actually suspected this at all, but they wept and they were very sad that actually how much Rasulullah loves them and how much people are ungrateful, and they try to even accuse Prophet So this is, I'm giving you an example that people who are Muslims, alhamdulillah, that other Muslims who you should actually respect them, honor them. And Prophet Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, you hear the name of him, people do give Gyarmi Sharif, and actually they respect him in different ways, and Gyarmi Sharif wo khate hain, sab kuch karte hain, khatam dilate hain, and they like him, love him, but they do not hear his teaching. Aapne farmaya ke kisi musalman ka dil dukhana, kisi musalman, I will just translate this into English, kisi musalman ka dil dukhana, یہ اللہ آپ کے نزدیک اس سے زیادہ برا ہے کہ کوئی 15 دفعہ کعبہ شریف کو شہید کر کے پھر بنایا جائے. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said that actually to cause grief and sadness and harm to a Muslim's heart is more destructive than anyone destroying the Kaaba 15 times. یہ شاہ عبد القادر جیلانی رحمت اللہ علیہ said this. Relating from Rasulullah to Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, to is tarah ke log, yet for deen people will become, the mashayikh, the teachers, the ustaz, they become strict, but that strictness is also love, because they are saving them from great danger and great loss, ke unko jahannam ki aag se bachane ke liye wo kar rahe. Even to aapne farmaya ki ye musalman itna maqam hai, musalman kaabe se bhi zyada maqam hai. People go and run, "I want to kiss the Kaaba." Well, the person sitting to you is more honorable if he is a Muslim. Uski gustakhi na karo. Uska haq na chino. Uske da zulm na karo. Uska adab karo, to tumhe Allah ka zyada qurb mile. While if you do this and go on to and hold the gulaf and the covering of Kaaba, you are not getting closer to Allah. And if you don't do that, but you are respecting a Muslim living in your neighborhood, in your family, with your circle of brothers, if you are respecting those and honoring them, you are getting closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter you have been to the Kaaba or not. Well, if you go Kaaba every year, you are doing Hajj, but the neighbors are, you are destroying their sukoon and their satisfaction and their living, somehow causing inconvenience to them. The relatives are all actually naraz, or you may say they are not pleased with you, displeased with you, because of your wrongdoing, not their wrongdoing, but your wrongdoing, and you are going on a Hajj after Hajj and Umrah, it is very unlikely you get closer to Allah. because the Muslim honor is more than actually even the Kaaba. So finished the Rasulullah ended with saying this, that the Muslims honor. So that's why the Mushayikh actually always emphasize that these people are more honorable than Kaaba, and you like you think yourself that Kaaba is more respectable than you go and visit them. Similarly, you should also visit Muslim. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said that in Sahih Muslim Bukhari mein ye hadith hai, that when a person Muslim went to visit another Muslim for Allah Subhanahu wa Jalla, only for Allah, ki bhai main koi islah karaunga apni, koi nek baat poochunga, achhi sohbat mein rahun, another Muslim wo visit karne jata hai, Allah Subhanahu wa Jalla sent an angel in the way in the form of human being. He said the angel met him, he said, why are you going? For wealth? Or you need anything from that? No. He said, I'm only because I love for Allah this person. Jaise nek logon se mohabbat rakhni chahiye aur Muslimano se. So the angel said, there is nothing else? He said, no. Then the angel said, let me tell you, and you should know that I am an angel, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you both are forgiven because you are actually meeting for my pleasure only. مسلمان سے مسلمان, تو یہ بہت بڑا مقام ہے. عبادت سے بھی مقام ملتا ہے, لیکن اگر عبادت ساری ضائع ہو جاتی ہے اگر if you do not respect, and this is the thing where we all are actually beaten by shaitan and shortcoming. It's easy to stay, get a tasbih and actually say it 100 times subhanallah, 100 times alhamdulillah, pray in the mosque, it's easy, Quran پڑھ رہا بندہ تکلیف بھی نہ ہو, but if other Muslim, maybe just for parking a car or the feet or someone's gone in a toilet, to is pe chote chote cheezon pe naraaz ho jana. Gaadi car par aaye, see people fighting over parking the car, someone has parked car in front of their house and they are just shouting, like even people, person should not shout at animals in that fashion, and wo kar rahe hain apna is tarah. So these people give bad name to religion as well, deen as well. There are other people who are not acting up, they say, look, this religious person is doing this. So they give bad name to the deen and also themselves and also. So Musliman ka ihtiram ye sabse pehli baat hai, and respect him in all cases. And I have said to you, maine aapko bata diya hai ki agar koi burai se pesh aata hai aapke saath, ظلم کرتا ہے, زیادتی کرتا ہے, اس کے ساتھ کس طرح پیش آنا ہے وہ ابھی ہم اگلے لیسن میں ڈسکس کریں گے. وہ بھی بزرگان دین نے بتایا, طریقہ بتایا بھی کس طرح, کیونکہ رشتے دار ہے وہ زیادتی کر رہے ہیں آپ کے ساتھ, ریلیشن ریلیٹو از ہو از جسٹ ڈوئنگ انجسٹس ٹو یو, اور نیبر از ڈوئنگ گیونگ یو ہارڈ ٹائم, یو آر ناٹ ڈوئنگ اینی تھنگ رانگ, وٹ شوڈ یو ڈو دین؟ ونس یو مسٹ ہیو ہرڈ دی ورس وما ارسلناک الا رحمۃ للعالمین, ہیو یو ہرڈ دس ورس؟ That I have not sent, Rasman Dara says, that I have not sent you but a mercy for all worlds. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. The Mufassirin say that this verse was revealed because one, the Muslims living in Makkah al-Mukarramah, they were being tortured so severely and killed by the Quraysh of Makkah. So Rasulullah, not for himself, but he felt obviously there were other Muslims were being tortured and killed, the companions, and they were deprived of different things. So they were so that Rasulullah wanted to do a dua against these Quraysh in Makkah so that they can stop actually doing, so they are not able to. So Rasulullah wanted to do a dua, and Prophet when he did dua to destroy Makkah or anything, obviously there is no chance actually of not being accepted. تباہ ہو جانا تھا انہوں نے. سو وین لوکنگ ایٹ دی حالت جو مسلمانوں پہ ظلم کر رہے تھے حضرت بلال رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ اینڈ ادر مسلم, اینڈ رسول اللہ وانٹڈ ٹو دعا اگینسٹ ایکچولی دا کفار, اللہ سبحانہ نیو اینڈ مائی پرافٹ اینڈ میسنجر سیز ایکچولی دین فینش, لائک حضرت نوح علیہ السلام نے دعا کی کفار کے لیے تو ختم ہو گئی سارے. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by looking and feeling the tenderness and compassion for other Muslims, then this verse was revealed. Allah subhanahu said to Rasulullah, "Wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan, O Messenger of Allah, I have not sent you but a mercy for all mankind." Aap na dua karna hai Quraysh Makkah ke liye, ke woh azab na aaye.
تو یہ آیت اس وقت نازل ہوئی جب دوسرے مسلمانوں کی حالت دیکھ کے آپ سے رحم آیا جو یہ ظلم کر رہے ہیں اور یہ مظلوم ہے میرے صاحب بھی, تو آپ نے دعا کا ارادہ فرمایا بھی یہ کفار کے خلاف دعا کریں, تو اللہ تعالیٰ نے وہ آیت اتارا دی. تو یہ ہمارے لیے بھی ہے کہ بھائی ہمارے ساتھ بھی لوگ ہیں, بس ان شاء اللہ ابھی گوئیں خود ڈسکس یہ ٹاپک جو ہے نا. Any more questions before we finish for food and then inshallah we'll pray and maaf bhi padni. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Ab aap khana kha lein to uske baad phir namaz padte hain inshallah. Jazakallahu khairan. Astaghfirullah.